It's time to chat politics with multi-party co-leader Marama Fox.
If that's a bottom line and Andrew Little came out today and said he's not going to do it, well, that means that coalition arrangement is dead in the water before it's begun. So that's number one. Number two, a referendum in this country to determine whether or not we have Māori seats. We'll never vote behind Māori retaining those seats. You know why? Because we don't know our own history in this country. We don't know our own past. We are not aware of what has happened. We don't understand what a colonisation assimilation practices does to the psyche of a people when they're told for 100 years that you're not good enough to be anything but our servants and our slaves and our labourers. Now, people might think that that's confronting and that sounds harsh, but that is literally what the Native Schools Act Amendment in 1869 said. Māori were not academically capable of learning anything of any academic rigour, and so therefore we'll teach them rudimentary English literacy and numeracy, and then we will teach them how to cook, clean, labour and nursemaid, which is cleaning up after nurses, not actual nursing. And that law stayed in place for 100 years, where they were told by their teachers at their schools from the Victorian model of education that they should strap their kids more because their kids don't listen or they're allowed to run free or whatever it was. We need to repress them and oppress them and strap them into obedience. Now, Māori people were renowned for not hitting their children, and haven't things turned around so far? So any referendum that is held today, the people of this country will not choose Māori over non-Māori because they simply do not understand the importance of having independent Māori voice in government. I think it's growing. I think the next generation understand. I think Winston Peters and Don Brash and Hobson's Choice and all the little neoliberal Nazis who support them on the dark web, by the way, can, you know, they can say whatever they want. They can continue to banter wherever they want, but all of their rhetoric is a throwback to the Ice Age, the Stone Age, where they kick Māori back in their box, keep them quiet, keep them oppressed, and don't let them rise or thrive. And that's what they're worried about, but it's such an irrational fear. Because what is the fear of having Māori sit at the table? Have we destroyed the country by being in government? No. Have we come up with some amazing ideas that have made real changes in the lives of people? Yes. Have we pushed for public policy that's not benefited not just Māori, but the whole of the country? Yes, we have. Rheumatic fever screening, free doctor's visits for under 13-year-olds, the increase in eligibility for paid parental leave and the increase in time for paid parental leave, the increase to the benefit rates last year by $25, which is $790 million in total. There are hundreds of reasons why having Māori voice at the table adds value to this nation. It does not detract from it. And the fear that Winston and Hobson's Pledge and all their little supporters have is an irrational fear, and I think that Winston is nothing but pahupahu trying to capture votes as he does every year, and if that is his bottom line, then I think he'll find himself out of any coalition arrangement. He is simply vote grabbing by instilling fear and telling people that Māori don't need to have special representation. Well, actually, he is dismissing the legacy of all those great Māori leaders who came up through the Māori seats and have made changes along the way to get us where we are today. You know, the introduction of the Waitangi Tribunal, the recognition of the treaty, making Te Reo Māori an official language in this country, and so on and so on. All of those things were done by people who held Māori seats, and if these seats had not been here, those things would not have happened, and we would look more like Australia than we do like New Zealand.
So you don't think it's going to make it through any coalition? I mean, National, it's from what I understand, hasn't ruled that out yet. And obviously, you know, we're yet to get to the stage where these coalitions are negotiated and
people
all these bottom lines are put down.
They want.
Right.
People say anything they want leading up to the election. It's what happens with the numbers and post-election that really counts. So, you know, this is pure vote grabbing by Winston, saying that Māori is somehow privileged in this nation. Well, actually, you know what? I think that we have added value to this nation by the things that we have achieved by being in here. And I think that this government gave us more trust in the things that we do because they have all been successful, then we should command a greater proportion of the budgetary spend, because we will make a real difference into the incarceration numbers, into the numbers of children in SIFS care, and so on, and so on, and so on. And Winston, you know what, back on your bus, e koro, go back to the dark ages and leave that rhetoric where it belongs, because this country has moved on, and our young people in this nation who are coming out of our primary schools and our high schools actually relish our cultural differences, and they relish being part of a nation that sings Māori Waiata, and our young people enjoy having a cultural identity that includes a Polynesian flavour and a Polynesian culture. And I think he is out of touch, and his message is not resonating with the young. It is absolutely pale, male and stale.
He claims that the majority of Māori don't vote in Māori electorates, and that's why a referendum is warranted, at least from the perspective of Māori.
Yeah, but Māori are politically savvy. They've been doing this for years. They float between general and Māori seats so that they can have, depending on where they live, a greater effect on their vote to get who they want through. And so this is what they do. Sometimes they'll jump on the general seat because there might be a Māori person standing in the general seat that they want to get in. And sometimes they go back to the Māori seats because they want to make sure the Māori seats are secure. And this is a forever rotating, rolling feast for the Māori seats. Mac, I might have to cut you short soon because we're just rounding up and I need to move on.
That's no worries. I'll just put a final hypothetical to you. Would you work in a New Zealand First coalition without this referendum, if it was a bottom line?
I don't think it will happen. I think that's too early to call. And I think if it comes down to it, Winnie will want to be in government, and you watch his bottom line slip away if nobody agrees.
That was Marama Fox for the Māori Party. The Wire.